This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Now, you might be thinking, okay, my friends have been yammering about podcasts for quite some time, and I've finally gone and downloaded one, but what do I do with the damn thing? Well, really, you just play it while you listen, and marvel to yourself about how tricky humor can be to navigate, and how difficult it is to witness people attempting it and then falling short thanks to personal failings set in motion years earlier. You can also knit. One of my favorite things to do while listening is to have my angry letter all written out, with some key details missing, that I can fill in when I pinpoint exactly how the episode has disappointed me this time. Now you know just how to interact with your new audio recording, and can participate in the current fad until you abandon it in favor of whatever's next. Some sort of Hunger Games situation? I wouldn't rule it out. Until then, sit back and enjoy the show.
Attention, if I can have everyone's attention, please. Patrons of the Strange Familiar, haha, it's me, the little scamp, chunt, bing bong, get wet, blood farts. My friend that you all know, the loudest son of a bitch I ever met, Usidor, has gone the way of the dodo. Or the way of a dodo. Remember that dodo died? There's still plenty of dodos left in Foon, but that one dodo died. And Usidor, my friend, went the way of that one dodo. I think his name was, I'm going to say Ricky. But listen, this is not about Ricky. This is about Usidor. Raise your glasses. Raise your cups. Raise them high and drink them dry. To Usidor the Blue, the best friend. I'm sorry. I didn't think I'd cry at this wake. The best friend that...
Oh, John.
Hey!
I'm so sorry.
I'm waking here. I'm waking here.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Maybe this is a bad time. This is when we usually record the podcast.
Oh,
what? Is this a bad time?
What podcast is that?
Hello from the Magic Tavern, the podcast that we do together.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I started that new podcast with PK1, Your Pinky.
Yeah.
So I thought it was that. And I also do Get Nuts. I'm sorry.
You got a lot of podcasts now. Is it hard to keep them straight?
I feel vocally like pulled taffy. I feel like I have too much going on.
Yeah, I agree. I think I...
Should we start a podcast about
what
me?
What were you saying before about you, Sidor?
Oh, we'll get to it.
Tell us a story.
Calm down. That old married couple, all they do is fuck and scream.
Yeah.
We know. We can see you. We can see you.
That's disrespectful.
Very disrespectful. Well, but I guess he has his staff out. Get your staffs out for Usidor. Those who want to, get your staffs out. Arnie, what if we did a podcast about me talking about how I'm a little spread thin?
I feel like that would be counterproductive to your problem.
Counterproductive. Okay, what does that mean? Let's take it apart. Counter, of course, means over the counter or countertop, much like a bar top. Mm-hmm. Productive means to get shit done. So you're talking about getting shit done on the bar top? Okay, let's move our equipment over to the bar.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone. Keep waking.
Usidor, we really miss him. Down the hatch, you old snatch.
Down the hatch, you old snatch. Professor Scrambles, here, boy. Here, Professor Scrambles. No, don't hump my leg. No.
He doesn't have a penis anyway.
I gotta spank myself to get up the seat.
Yep, I'll spank myself as well.
All right.
Brahem.
Little Rusty took a couple weeks off. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7 years, 1 month, and 3 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of Mount...
Slobodan.
For some reason, I can never remember that name.
Well, here's what... Remember the business we were going to start? We're going to call it Slope On Down Slobodan? Just remember Slope On Down.
Couldn't be easier to remember that.
You know, like those advertisements when the guy's like wants you to go skiing and he goes, Slope On Down.
Yeah.
You know.
Slope On Down the road.
I hate that Professor Scrambles keeps sitting at the piano singing little songs.
And I am joined, I guess not as always, I'm joined as always by one of my co-hosts, but also my new co-host. But first, my old co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
That couldn't have been more clear. Oh, yeah, baby.
And my new co-host, he's a talking dog.
Who's a good boy.
Who's a good boy. Burf. And is definitely not Usador pretending to be a dog so no one realizes he's still alive. Professor Scrambles.
Burp, burp. I solved the crime.
You solved... What crime did you solve?
Someone stole all the spoons. Burp, burp.
Are you sure they're not just in the dishwasher?
Chunt.
Boy, is that where you found them? Wait, I'm trying to figure out his bullshit. Yeah. Is that where you found them, in the dishwasher?
Yep, that's where I found them.
You didn't solve a crime, asshole.
I arrested the dishwasher.
You took someone's job, and you arrested him?
That's right.
John, are we sure? Are we absolutely sure this is Usador magicked himself into a dog, and this isn't just a real dumb dog?
I'm pretty sure. I think it's in the eyes, right? The eyes?
I guess so. Seems dumb.
And the dog has three buttholes.
That I'll have to take your word for it.
Yeah, I got an extra one.
Hey, Professor Scrambles, say the catchphrase. Say only you can prevent drugs.
Only you can prevent drugs.
Oh, I love that.
We gotta get some merch going.
We gotta get some merch going.
Yeah, because Professor Scrambles is going to be around for years and years.
Yeah, it's not going to be one of those regrettable purchases where you're like, I bought an oven mitt with Professor Scrambles and now he's gone. No, this will be long-term merch. Everyone will know what's going on. Everyone recognizes him. Even his silhouette is recognizable.
Oh, yeah.
He's a dog.
Everyone loves a dog.
Yeah, he's a dog who looks like two kids in an overcoat.
Oh, I also want to introduce, I wouldn't go so far as to say co-host, but just sort of sitting in this jar is my disembodied pinky, PK1. Although, I think PK1 isn't doing so great since Lady Comfort Food broke up with him, and he found this slip of paper, and I think he has decided to take on a new identity.
And Arnie, this is how we're opening, when you literally just said if this is your first time listening.
Mm-hmm.
Is this too much for first time listeners?
Yeah, can you imagine trying to parse that sentence if you've never heard this show before?
Let's be honest. When I say for first-time listeners...
It's a joke. It's a joke.
There aren't any. Yeah, no, yeah. It's just a rapidly dwindling group of people that have hung on from some other time.
Arnie, do you mind, and I hate to put you on the spot, but I will because it's a wake. Do you mind redoing the intro and really laying on that thick, thick sarcasm when you say for first-time listeners?
Okay, sure. Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. For first-time listeners, yeah. We know.
Oh,
you
good
exist.
Boy, good boy.
Excuse me, pardon me, coming through.
Oh.
One side, please. Pardon me, Governor. Oh, begging your pardon, my lady. And I doff my cap to you, and I do a deep bow for you.
Wow, that guy is saying all of that behind one person. Please. Just go around him.
Who is this monologizing stranger making his way through the tavern?
Yeah, it's rare to get someone so cockney. Arnie, if you look at his knees, you'll see, well, you'll see what you see.
Oh. One's got the other idea, while the other has a different thing altogether. But all told, these bones get me where's I needs to be. Arnie! Hello.
Hello. Arnie, this guy seems so fucking weird. Let's interview him. Do we have a guest today?
No, I mean, I was just going to talk to PK1, but I can put the lid back on PK1.
Pardon me, Tavern Keep, if I could trouble you kindly for a bit of the old ale and a dram of the old wine, for I'm drinking to a do-gooder of a day and a day-gooder of a do, and I want to make sure I do's me due diligence proper. Pardon me, gents, is this seat next to this dog taken?
No, it's not. And can I just salute you for... It's rare to see someone come into a bar and set sail. Arnie, set sail is what we call it when you order some spirits and some ale. It's the portmanteau called sail. So to set sail is to really fuck up your night or day.
Sail!
Thank you. By combining two different types of booze.
Oh, well, I'll tell you truthfully, gents, if you don't mind a stranger who's never met you before bending your ear about something a little bit on
ow,
the...
Ow.
It's a custom where I'm from to literally bend the ear when you bend the ear. And so allow me to take a knee. Just give me a knee. Just give it. Just...
Okay.
While I say this to you.
Okay.
We're looking right in your eyes. As close as possible.
Okay, friend. This guy's so weird.
We're drinking for a very special but somber occasion, and I release the knee.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, yes, speaking of knee, this is my friend Arnie Camp.
Yeah, you can call me Nini.
You're right, we are mourning the loss of our good friend, the loudest son of a bitch I ever did meet, Usador the Blue.
Yeah.
Right. Did you know him?
Oh, who hadn't heard the name of...
You okay?
Okay, are you... Stranger? That's
pardon me, bit of a frog in me throat.
You look like a snake.
Yeah, he's going full Fonzie trying to say I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Ah, a good man, which I am, and firm in the cause of righteousness, never events he doesn't apologize for. However, if I was a dastardly boy, which I'm not, I would never be able to say the name of the one we're all here to memorialize.
Oh, friend, please, take a
please
seat.
Please don't call me friend. Call me family member number 7. That's my name.
That's your name.
That's my name. Ask me about it. Ask me in great detail about my name, family member number 7.
How did you get your name?
I was a 7th person born in my family.
Checks out.
So are you family member number 7 or family member 7?
What the fuck? What the fuck would you even say that for?
I
family,
swear
that's
you
the
said
question
both.
You would ask a stranger
that
after
is.
They gave you. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. Hi, it's me, Drip Fang. Knife to throat of Chunt.
Whoa!
Oh,
whoa.
No! My throat! Oh.
Everybody be fucking real fucking cool. I had to pretend to be a cockney weirdo to get into this bar without getting my fucking head chopped off.
Arnie, so quick, hand me some sunglasses and a cigarette.
Don't you dare. I will know it's you. That's also, how did you not... Okay, knife gently away from the throat for just a moment. Now, how did you not know it was me? Because it's just me with shorter hair and I literally had sunglasses on.
Well, if I'm being honest, it's because you're wearing a shirt that says not suspicious. And I... I want to be so trusting.
God, this is the armor against just the most stupid possible. Anyway, knife back to Chunt's throat. Now, everybody's going to be real fucking cool, including that dog. I don't know who that dog is, but I'm not down with him. Not one bit. You motherfuckers have made my life hell. So I'm going to ask you once and once only. Where's Usador?
Oh, Dripping.
Where is Usador? Tell me where he is. Tell me where he is or I kill the beaver. I kill the beaver dead.
Oh, humble brag.
I stab this beaver right in his fucking neck.
Oh.
I will gut this beaver in front of everybody. This beaver Chunt that you all know.
Drip Fang. Look.
What?
First of all, you know, I hate you.
I hate you too.
Stab me along. Yeah.
Fuck you right in the face.
Each other. That's one thing.
Where's Usador?
No, fuck you in the face as well.
No, fuck you in the face. Fuck this beaver with a knife. Listen to what you just made me say. I'm the bad guy, and I realize that was the most horrible thing said on this podcast.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Can we take that again? I want to take that again. I feel bad about what I said. And I'm evil.
Look,
I'm evil. Look. Everybody, look at me. Hey, everybody, gather around. Did you hear what I just said? I said I would... I can't say it again. I really can't. No, shut up. Everybody, shut up. God. Sunglasses. Who's Drip Fang? It's me, family member number 7. TN tiddlywinks, up shamanja, down jabear.
Drifting.
Oh, good. Everybody's looking away. Sunglasses off, knife back to chance.
I should have moved.
I will stab your beaver best friend if you don't fucking tell me where Usidore is right now.
Drifting. Usidore accomplished his true purpose. He was transported into a shaft of light or some other phallic shape, and he shot into the sky, and he is really and truly gone. It's not a con or a fake out or a mid-season plot twist that doesn't really mean anything. It's Usidore is dead.
You
for realsies.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your adolescent add-on. You mean
don't step on my for realsies.
You mean to tell
realsies.
Me?
Hey, I'm waking here.
I should have tried to stab you, but I already did, so that would be repetitive. You mean to tell me that you launched an independent venture in which big moments would be needed, which everything you've marshaled would be, you'd need to have possibly full strength, and it's without your most powerful, most respected member. And you know how much that fucking kills me to say? Because he was my arch nemesis. I never told him this in real life because it's the highest compliment that a villain can give a do-gooder to look him right in the eye and go, you're my arch nemesis. I would spit on you at your own funeral, but I would also know that you deserved my spittle. You're telling me he's actually, truly, honest to foon, no longer with us.
Professor Scramble, stop wagging your tail.
He's wagging his tail so hard.
So fucking happy. I don't... knock
it
off.
Happiest goddamn dog I've ever seen. Look at him. I'm about to stab this beaver.
Damn.
Once you do it, I'll solve the crime.
What the fuck, Scrambles?
Wait, hold on. This dog solved crimes?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think he's being sarcastic because if he watched you stab me, he solves easy crimes. It's not even he solves them. He sees something and he says something.
Okay, well, that's just good civic policy.
That's right.
Hear me out. A new t-shirt with Professor Scrambles with his sunglasses at the edge of his nose, and it just says, easy crimes.
Are you having a merch meeting right now? I'm going to kill this guy.
No, Arnie, what we do is we get a hoodie. And it's Professor Scrambles, but instead of saying...
I've been calling him a beaver the whole time. I know he's a badger. I'm trying to piss him off.
Instead of saying, bark, bark, he says, narc, narc. Is that something?
Narc, narc.
Something.
Sorry, pardon the knife. I'm just going to grab my notepad here. Yes, okay, so what are some other merch ideas for this season?
You are so into writing that down.
Open up your
jugular. You actually, like, moved
into that
knife a little
bit. Everyone in this tavern would watch you bleed out, and you're taking notes. And you know what? I let go of the beaver badger.
Oh, thank you. Drip Fang, you, I gotta say, and again, like I said, I hate you.
You
don't look good. You look like you've had a rough year to a half year. What's going on, man?
Well, thanks. Anytime a person is at their lowest, you always want to tell them that they look it. That's usually the most comforting thing you could say to anybody. But adversarially, excellent move.
Yeah. You look tired.
Yeah, and also not only tired, you look like... Oh, Arnie, what's like a creature here that I can compare him to that will not be flattering? Like a celebrity troll or something?
Yeah. Take your time.
Because that's always like fun, right?
Perez Hilton?
That's a dated reference. Yeah, it's always fun when someone compares you to a celebrity you don't want to look like. I think that's just a really cool thing to do.
Oh, anytime anybody can go up to you and say, you know who you look like, and take that big swing and assume that it's a celebrity you either find attractive or you assume is a good person, that's probably the best thing you can do in a social situation. At least I'm still sarcastic. Barkeep, when I said beer and a little bit of wine, what I meant was just to take that whole, just pour it all into a flagon and keep pouring until I'm no longer alive. Yeah, Arnvark, it's been a real shit fuck of a dick fight.
Demon of La Mancha, that's who you look like.
Dehumanahuma?
The Demon of La Mancha?
Wow. You have no idea how awful that is because you have no idea the actual history between me and the Demon of La Mancha.
Oh,
because
story time.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's dead, for one.
Ooh.
I had to kill a demon, and he was the last person I killed before I got to this town. Yeah, I need way more of that alcohol, and I need more alcohol put into... Just make me a cocktail of every... Give me a suicide of anything that you think would just turn out the lights, and Arnvark is paying for it.
What?
Yeah, I killed the demon... What'd you call him?
The demon man of D-bag of La Mancha. That's what I'm going to call him. Anyway, the D-bag of La Mancha is dead. I've been... Okay, so last time... Okay, let's do a little recap for those of you listening for the first time.
Nice.
The last time that I saw you straight back to fuckos was on... was at the volcano, right? We were all chilling on the volcano, Black Spire.
When we kind of conclusively defeated you, killed the Dark Lord.
You killed my boss. You killed the Dark Lord. Yeah. You destroyed the entire reason I had... And it really shook me up. I'm not going to lie. It was bad. I didn't rejoin the rest of the villains. I didn't get on in our escape caravan and sail away. Saul Walker went one way, Baron went another, and everybody just fucked off and did their own thing. I just kind of wandered around dragging the sword that killed my boss, which I still have with me. There it is.
Oh, Obsidian Doom.
Wow. Wow.
Just kind of wandered until I found a boat, and I sailed back, sailed away. And I've just been going from evil job to evil job for the past year, just kind of more killing time than trying to do anything, just because it really messes you up when the person that you've been trying to usurp all of reality with turns into a shaft and a column of light and sword that you forged to kill another wizard is the thing that was used to kill that in person. Thank you very much for this drink.
While he drinks that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Drip Fang and some more empty threats right after this.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And it's that song, that fucking song. It fucked my entire life.
What happened there? Out of nowhere, I started hearing bards singing songs about how you were the one that killed the Dark Lord.
Right. I mean, I was going from evil job to evil job, just kind of footloose and around. I was really trying to save my Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, footloose and around. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're all footloose and around. Shouldn't you footloose around?
Not
fuck you,
town.
Buddy. Anyway,
okay,
so,
fair enough.
Everybody chun.
Does the dog have an opinion on this? Great addition. So there I was in the middle of I'm out west somewhere, and I hear this big to do in one of the local saloons, and I look through and they're singing a song about how I am the savior of Foon, this cool renegade anti-hero, and just and like, that's fine. I'm cool part, great, that I appeal to all genders in a sexual basis, like, happy days. But,
well, I don't know if I've heard anybody,
and also factual, listen to the lyrics, man, it's in there. But now everybody thinks I'm a hero, including the fucking villains that I used to work with. So now everywhere I go, if there's an evildoer, if you've profited by the Dark Lord, if you fucking worked for him at any point, my ass is grass, brother. I've had to kill so many evil people that now people think I'm... Yes, every town I go to, there's a villain and they try to ace me. And then when I kill them, the townspeople are like, yeah, he's freed us from the bonds of the demon of La Mancha. Let us all celebrate him. And then I just get more publicity. The song has actually turned me into doing good, even though I'm just trying to save my own ass. And that's why I came here. I was going to kill Usador in front of everybody to prove that I was still number one evil guy. That I was the best, that I was the bad, that was, I'm a snake man with a big wizard-killing sword. Because I still got Obsidian.
With the Obsidian sword, maybe keep that away from the dog. just because
it's a wizard killing sword. I mean, it will kill. It will kill anything.
But it practically killed me.
Well, yeah.
Which, you know, I hate you for that.
Stick it in you. It does talk to me now. It does. It whispers. Did you know?
Really?
Yeah, did it whisper to you?
That sounds careless.
Yeah, it asks for blood constantly. It's just blood and souls, blood and souls. It's really just, its call is more persistent every day than the next. So I'm going to put it back in the scabbard. But the thing is, like, now, even though I'm doing bad things like killing people, I'm being rewarded and people are telling me that I'm doing good. And I was going to kill Usador in front of everybody to prove that I wasn't good. That I'm still me, that I'm still Dreadfang, Laird Aspari, Chef Inquisitor of the now-deceased Dark Lord.
Yeah.
And he's fucking... I didn't even get to kill my arch nemesis. He didn't die by these hands. These pansexually attractive hands. That, what were you saying about them? Did you call them weird? Just
weird, yeah.
That's Arnie. Fair. That's your judgment. See? I'm not going to even judge you. See? It's even
seeming... But I'm not a hand guy.
All right, okay, what's... Okay, everybody, body part, number one, turn on, go. Number start, Arnie. What's your brand? What's your spice? What's number one on the depth chart?
I like faces.
Wow.
Pretty faces. And ugly faces.
The working man's choice. Okay, Chunt?
Gotta be Arnie's cake. All that cake. Yum, yum, yum. Stick a fork in it.
Double,
I'm done.
Is he caked up? Is he double-cheeked on a Thursday afternoon?
Is he caked up? Come on.
Arnie, I've been on the road a little while. You got some cakes.
Every day is my birthday with this cake.
You want to take us to the bakery, Big Daddy?
Professor Scrambles, what's your favorite body part?
The question, that's a yes.
All six nipples?
All sex nipples? Is that a band?
I have to run over to the piano. Blood and souls. The sword just wants blood and souls.
Oh, it's so terrible. I'm gonna roll.
Arnie, if you sing that song, the sword will try to leap into my arms and kill. All clear. That's an activating spell for that. I didn't intend that when I forged it, but here we are.
Arnie, I love how much Professor Scramble's ears like flop back and forth when he plays the piano.
They wobble to and fro. Can he tie them in a knot? Can he tie them in a bow? I'll finish the fucking song if you want. It's too late. Throw them over his shoulder like a continental soldier.
Now go fetch him.
John, were you trying to tell me something?
Meet me under the table.
Okay, yeah.
Hey. Thanks for coming.
It's so much roomier under here now, right? 7 feet up.
Well, because the table's so tall.
Hey,
yeah.
What's up, buddy? How you doing? It's good to like check in every once in a while.
Yeah, it's good to check in. You know, I was thinking. Here's the conversation I want to have. You know how Usador's basically gone? Like he's basically dead. He can't be on the podcast, or else people know he's alive.
Sure.
Who else do we know that's insecure, very loud, speaks in pages, not paragraphs? And is here right now.
Are you saying we should offer Dripfang a permanent co-host position on this podcast?
Yeah, just until Usador gets back on his, you know, feet, so to speak. Well,
yeah, off his paws.
Whoa, only you can hear me right now. This is Usador speaking directly into your mind.
We know who you are. Stop the... What's the reverb about?
Me, Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiengog.
See, if I say, like,
Hoobastank
or something, I'm going to look like an idiot because no one can hear what I'm responding to.
And known in the northeast of Gasmanius, Maestar, now... Known in your mind is that great friend who has gone to the great beyond. Oh, but lo, curse thee if thou shalt e'er give up mine seat on this show. Know that I would strike down your forms with a bolt of lightning directly from the sky. And
Fine. Let's just go back up. Spank, 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 spank. One for me, one for you.
Wait, Chun.
Chun.
You know, when we were hearing Usador talk in my mind, I would have paid anything to know if at the same time Professor Scramble's lips were moving just a little bit.
Maybe, because anyway. I did give him some peanut butter.
It's not a visual medium.
Oh, and Usador, can you make sure that the things that you're saying into our heads also end up in the audio of the podcast?
Yes, I'll cast a spell that will take care of that.
Arnie, great thinking. Sometimes you do have good ideas. Okay, back up.
Hey, fellas, weirdest thing. When you guys run into that table having your conference, Obsidian Doomstarter growling. That was weird, because normally just whispers, it's like a low murmur. It's kind of like Soul Walker, but then everyone will go, blood, and, you know, to differentiate those IPs. But normally...
Feed me, Seymour.
What? Who's that?
Feed me, Seymour.
Seymour what?
Oh, Seedmore. You're talking about Seedmore, the plant lord? I killed that guy, too.
Oh, shit.
He was a villain, and he found out I was in this town that I was working in a gargoyle rodeo. And
was it your first one, or...?
yes. And he discovered and he attacked me with his spores. I had to chop his head off.
Arnie, that was a real rude, goofy laugh from someone who said, trying to save my bacon after Footloose.
Right, so when your sword was talking to you, you didn't notice my lips moving?
Oh, he was growling. I was trying to figure out why he was growling. Oh, so I was playing shuffleboard with it. There's a lovely couple over there that are fucking right next to the shuffleboard, but they're able to still play shuffleboard while they fuck, which I think is... Honestly, a multitasking feat that should be celebrated.
Pretty impressive.
At their age, very impressive.
Yeah, they're shuffling off to fuck a low.
They're not spring chickens. Did you say, can I compliment you on that? That was honestly really good, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you. I hate you. I respect you.
Hey.
What?
I said that to one person on this podcast and one person only. And according to you, and I choose to believe you for now, he's fucking dead. So I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say I respect you.
Okay.
That was reserved for one opponent.
Oh, I hear you. Oh, absolutely.
That's it.
Arnie, did you want to adjust your tie and say no respect?
One guy.
Let me tell you.
P.S. I'm loving the tie. It just brings a new energy.
I know.
I know it's for Usador's
way.
We're
really in a dangerous field here, fellas.
Now I know why tigers eat their young.
What?
Professor
Scrambles.
Dr. Vinny Bumbats. Hey. This will really bring a younger demographic into this independent project that you guys have been undertaking.
As long as we don't start rapping.
You know, when we were saying that, the elderly couple in the corner that are fucking gave us a thumbs up.
Ooh.
That's how you know. That's who you want. You want them with disposable income and disposable income. The second worst thing I've ever said on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in one episode. What a treat.
Still a lot of episode left.
that ad break really threw me. I thought we were closer to the end than I thought. Hey, Professor Scrambles. What do you like to be called? I'm just calling you Professor Scrambles. Professor Scrambles. Do you have a secret canine name that you prefer to be? Do you have like many names that you're known by either elves or dwarves or anything like that?
No, just the one name. Thank you for asking. No one's really asked me about me yet.
Oh.
Even though I've been here almost a month, you can just call me Scrambles.
Scrambles, it is. Scrambles. You just seem familiar, you know? Familiar enough that I'm not trying to kill Arnie or Chunt, which has kind of been my thing for a while, you know?
Uh-huh.
But there's something, like, I just can't place about you that seems really, really just familiar.
Yeah, well, I think what it is... Do you know Flavia the Minor Witch?
Flavia the Minor Witch.
Yeah.
Is she by any chance related to Stevia?
Yes. Well, Stevia is a poor substitute of Flavia, but Flavia...
We all agree.
We all agree.
Thumbs up over there, thumbs up over there.
He was able to answer while amidst doggy style. Good for him. Anyway, you were saying, sorry to bring up doggy style in front of you, Professor Scrambles. You were saying about Flavia.
Arnie, you said you listened to doggy style as a kid, right?
Sure.
Well, Flavia the Minor Witch, Professor Scrambles used to be her familiar, which is why he looks that way.
Hmm. Okay.
Dusting off hands, my job is done. Nudge
it's
to Arnie,
just
wink to the dog.
One particular thing.
Wait, he was about to leave and he turned around and he had one more thing to say.
He's going to Columbo us.
Brush off my trench coat. I was talking to my wife the other day. I don't have a wife. I can't keep up this ruse. I really feel like I've swum all the way out to the Peter Falkland Islands. It's just that with this dog, may I call you a dog?
I'm a dog.
There's a through one of those bottles there behind the bar, the light reflects off the mirror behind it, and then through the bottle. And the bottle is blue, and a blue tint has fallen over the Professor Scrambles dog, and it's just that the color really suits you.
Oh, yeah. It's a good color for me. And I suppose my little A little fur on my face. Looks like a little white beard. Woof, woof. But I don't know. I don't know if what conclusion that would lead you to. Woof, woof.
Wait a minute. Woof. Blue reflected on a dog that makes him look like he's got a fluffy white beard. This dog is a spring. You're a spring, aren't you?
I am a spring.
You like light tones as opposed to like deep earthy ones, or maybe the grays of like somebody who wears like a winter. I'd spent some time in some fashion houses while I was doing evil work. You would not believe the evil that goes into fashion. But yeah, that's it. That's what the dog's a spring, and that's all the detective work I'll do, because I'm not a fucking detective.
All my colors are jewel tones.
Keep it that way.
Professor Scrambles.
Yes?
Professor Scrambles, I'm speaking into your mind right now.
You can't do that.
I'm just whispering into your ear.
Oh, I guess that's the same thing.
Yeah, you smell weird. Well, you just smell, your ear married. Smells. Well, I'm really like deep in this ear.
It's a dog ear.
No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean, yo bitch. Yeah, how long have you been in a relationship?
What are you trying to tell me, Arnie?
Well, just don't fuck this up. Years. I think Droop Fang is on the scent of figuring out that you're really Usador.
So true. It is about communication.
Don't worry. I'll run away and I'll be right back.
Wait, Professor Scrambles. He said you're a spring, so make yourself look more like a Springer Spaniel.
Don't worry. I think Professor Scrambles might be taking a break.
Your next round's on me. If anybody asks,
why is he winning?
I have a Cockney accent and I'm pretending to be somebody else. That couple's great. I mean, they're 69ing and they still had time for a conversation.
Yeah. Couldn't understand everything they said, but a lot of it.
That's how you know it's working. So, what are you dipshits up to now that the only person who does magic around you is dead?
You thought I was dead?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a leftover recording that we have.
I'm not dead. I'm Ricky Dodo.
What?
Who the fuck?
Who the fuck?
The Dodo from the beginning of the episode?
Yeah, the Dodo I mentioned that died, Ricky.
Oh, I wasn't in the tavern for that part, so me not knowing that is excused.
And I was barely paying attention.
Yeah, it's me, Ricky Dodo.
Oh, hey,
I'm
Ricky
Dodo. I'm not dead.
Oh, my mistake. Sorry for burying you alive. Sorry about the state of your fingernails.
Chumped, it's me.
I know. I know you, old son of a bitch. Come up here.
Ricky Dodo.
Yeah.
I'm speaking into your ear.
Okay.
I'm just confirming, and I'm so sorry if I'm wrong about this. You're really Usador, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hey, come over here, you old flightless bitch. Can I get you a drink?
Yeah, it's me, Ricky Dodo.
Yeah. Hey, Ricky, we're just about to go to a break, but why don't you sit down right here, and I'll get you some a beverage or something, and we'll be right back with more Ricky Dodo.
Who's this snake dork?
Oh, you're fucked, buddy.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
So, Ricky Dodo.
Yeah.
How did you come back from the dead?
I was never dead. You see, the thing is, I fell off a cliff and everyone assumed I died. Yeah. But I'm a dodo bird, so I flew away. Yeah, I just spread my wings and I flew like the first, I'm flightless, but, you know, it was like a miracle. Maybe some magic fell on me.
Magic fell on you.
Yeah, here in this magical land of Foon, maybe some magic fell on me and I just flew away out of that cliff.
Yeah, falling. Some magic fell off the back of a cart. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe that's what happened exactly.
So he fell off a cliff and everybody thought he died, but he didn't, huh? So instead of falling to his death, he fell right homes.
He really unsherlocked that mystery, and I could hear Moriarty of that anytime I wanted.
Well, yeah, yeah, and if you want to get technical about it, I suppose that, I still live on Baker Street, and I still wear this hat everywhere I go. Oh,
that's a regular.
I love to go to my mind palace.
I'm not even having an instrument. That's the noise I make with my mouth.
That was very impressive.
Thanks. I learned it on the road. I've been on the road for a little while. I kind of been everywhere. Ricky Dodo, I didn't like you at first, but you're growing on me.
Thanks.
I'm gonna say that right now.
Yeah, I like you too, even though there's something about you that rubs me the wrong way, but...
I respect that, and I try to be more patient with people as a god damn it. I don't know which god, but damn it. Doing these good deeds is... I swear to God, man, it's rubbing off on me. How do you guys do it? I can't, like, if I do something good by mistake, like, I find myself, like, feeling rewarded for doing it, and normally when I did that, I felt like puking venom all over something. But now... It's just like, it just keeps happening. It makes all of my skin crawl.
If I'm being completely honest, like, we don't do that many good deeds. Like, it's kind of hard to really give you any perspective on that because, I don't know, in 7 years, 1 month, and 3 weeks, how many good deeds, Chunt, would you say we've done?
Oh, I would say 2 or 3.
Yeah.
You killed the Dark Lord. I didn't kill the Dark Lord. Everybody thinks I killed the fucking Dark Lord, but I didn't. It's a big accomplishment in the realm of good. Even if you didn't do a bunch of good things, that one good thing, I would think, however you motherfuckers measure shit like this, should count as a bunch of good things.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think Eustor kind of led a life where he was trying to do a lot of good, even if it always didn't work out. Not that I really knew him. I'm just a big dumb dodo.
And you should tell people more about how you killed the Dark Lord. That way they won't think I fucking killed the Dark Lord. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to get everybody from the Iron Mafia, the Slithering Syndicate, which is other snake-based villains.
Oh. What are some of the snake-based villains in the Slithering Syndicate?
Cobra, which is the snake that surfs.
There's Hysterectomy.
Yep. And the evil is that they're out of network.
Mm-hmm. There's Slytherin, who's the guy who likes to slide under the door.
Yeah, he's a pervert, but in the bad way. No offense to you guys fucking in the corner.
Of course.
Hey guys, slow down. I'm going to write these down just in case we eventually want to have Paul F. Tompkins, Matt Gourley, and Mark McConville come and play all these
who?
Games.
Who the fuck are you talking
what
about?
What the fuck?
Tongues? There's that snake that can kind of do everything, Boa Jackson.
He plays Mittens and Bass Slam. But the thing is, he hurt his hip in a Mittens game, so it might shorten his career.
Yeah, and there's Garden Snake. He's not that harmful.
He's just, he looks it and he scares you, but then you realize there's not a lot to him. There's Al E. Viper, attorney at law.
There's Python, but he's kind of like a C-plus villain.
At best.
is this the group that has Asp Man?
Yeah, and he's like you. He's all cakes, baby.
All cake. Ooh.
Yeah. Ass with four S's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Asp Man.
Don't confuse him, though, with Aspartame. He's related to Flavia.
Right. Or Bad Asp Billy Gunn, which is a fun reference for,
he travels around with that dog on the road?
Exactly. Jess C. James.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. Let's see. We can keep going.
What other groups of villains, though? It seems like there are some
Iron
other
Mafia,
groups of villains after you.
The Slithering Syndicate. There's. That's their name. They're just.
They're real monsters. Real monsters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're usually on in the afternoon. But yeah, we just call them the Screech normally.
Oh.
So they had a. Because we called them the Screech, they were at first adorable and then problematic and now tragic.
Didn't they do porn?
They
or was that
I
a rumor?
Know this, I don't know that they made it on purpose. Okay. I think there was a recording or a ribald tale that was released about them without their knowing. I think.
Are you sure you're thinking of the
No, that's a ska band. from Skr.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry, Drifting. I'm sorry to correct. You were thinking of Ska.
That's right. Yeah, there's a...
Or Ska, Real Monsters. They're both Ska bands.
Didn't the Screech used to be able to stop time and then they just sort of dropped that? What was that all about?
Yeah, it was right around the time that they replaced the principal with somebody else. But way before they went to college.
Yeah. I remember that. I mean, I remember as much as I can. I'm just a big dumb dodo.
There's the Sinister Mix, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're bartenders. They're mixologists, but they use their powers to kill.
Can I say, and I know I'm probably in the majority here, can I just say the best part of the Sinister Mix is the sesame chip? We all agree, right? Sesame chip is the best one out of those.
See, that's a controversial stance, but
really?
I...
Really?
Yeah, out of the Sinister Mix, I have always enjoyed the Absinthe Gremlin.
Huh. I like the Melba Ghost.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah.
I like the Crash You.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just a big dumb dodo.
And I've killed my way through so many of them. And no, the blood of all of them is on my hands at this. Not all of them. There's a lot of them still out there. But it's just... God, it's exhausting. And I thought that's what you guys were doing a lot of the time. I knew you guys were like dumb schmucks, but...
Yeah, me especially.
Yeah, I just met you, and I know you're stupid as shit, Ricky Dodo.
Thanks.
You know, when villains kind of come at us, we usually just invite them to the table and talk to them for a while. And now that I think about it, it might discourage a lot of other villains from coming around because they just don't want to deal with the whole thing.
Yeah, a lot of the villains are in it for, like, adrenaline and killing... and fighting and such, and also plunder. You know, we like to profit from what we
do.
And if I sit down and there's like diplomacy between them and three other dipshits, then that's a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? And time is currency, according to all of the worst people who write self-help books.
Time out.
Holy shit, Arnie, it worked. I did a timeout. I did a timeout, and everyone froze. Well, except for you. Is everyone else playing along? Arnie, did you freeze at all? Did you feel any muscles tense up or anything?
No, because I wasn't paying enough attention to know that you did a timeout. That's my secret
power. That must be it. Everyone who was paying attention to me is... Oh, wait, hold on.
I'm not moving because there is someone across the bar behind me pointing a crossbow at me.
Oh, shit, we're being stuck up. The one time I do a timeout, somebody's robbing us.
I'll stop moving.
He doesn't give a shit about you. He's here to kill me. He's part of the Sinister Mix.
Is it?
It's Crave. Oh. It's Crave Case the Hunter.
Oh no! From the White Castle?
Directly from the White Castle, and he has a crossbow full of sliders. He will fire them, and they will kill the shit out of me.
God! At least give you diarrhea.
Can I just say his costume is nuts?
It's so crazy. Look at it. It's a vest, but it's a tiger's face.
What the?
But
fuck
it's a
is
lion's
that?
Mane.
That is nuts.
He has a handle on his side? There's a lot going on.
He also apparently makes fish sandwiches, which sounds illegal. Hey, honestly, for all the time... So let's talk about this real quick. When you're at White Castle, when are you thinking, time to see what the sea has brought us? No.
Can I just say, as someone... I mean, I am a shapeshifter, but as someone who's been many animals, it's offensive to me that you think making a fish a sandwich is illegal. Fish need to eat, too. So if you're making a fish sandwiches...
No. Chun, look, I'm just a big dumb dodo, but I'm following this train of logic. It's more about being at the White Castle and there being a fish sailor. Oh, he got away. He got away while I was talking again.
Oh, they're fighting. They're fighting.
Second
check.
Oh.
20.
Watch out for the onion rings.
Oh, one went around his neck. He got out of it.
Ultimate Doom Slash.
Wow, this is such a good fight. We're mostly just watching it and not in any way narrating what's happening.
Is he dead? Check his pulse. Somebody check his pulse. Is that guy dead?
Check his balls? Okay.
Check his balls. Check Crave Case the Hunter's balls.
They look fine from here, but they're not moving. They're not moving.
I checked them. They're ice cold. He's dead.
Drifting. Fuck me. You saved us.
No, it happened again.
All right. Stop whispering at me, Obsidian Doom. I'm giving you more blood. Okay. Well, that's my cue.
I forgot to mention, I think tonight in about a few minutes, it's Villains Night here, which is a weekly thing that happens at the Strange
Familiar. What the fuck are you sitting on that information for? They have a night where it's just villains here?
Mm-hmm. I'm mostly villains for the drink specials.
Oh, my. That's catnip for us, or snake nip in my case. You give us a drink special, and most of us just steal. But still, if there's a if it's something that's normally like pretty, but if there's some sort of discount, you're like, ooh, I'm getting a deal. It's
so cheap, you feel like you're stealing.
That's exactly it. All right.
No, I just read that off the banner under where it says Villains Night. It's so cheap, it feels like you're stealing.
Oh, that's marketing. Some of the evilest activity of all. Commentary.
And Drip Fang, I know you got to go because you're in mortal danger.
I'm in mortal danger, and I'll be in mortal danger any minute now.
But how are your snakes doing?
Everybody's good. Everybody's inside. We're back up to our fighting weight, and everybody's been reunited. Aww. Even resurrected a couple of the ones that were killed. Unfortunately, and they're well, not unfortunately, because they're that's what I'll do. You done did it, lads and lasses, and everybody here. I'm going to check the Nether Realms for the spirit of Usador, because anyone that powerful, anyone that grand in their, magic and magical path. He always talked about it all the fucking time about how, like, where he's been and Ephesius and all that other shit.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I'll go and I'll travel into the spirit dimension in the Nether Realms. And hopefully Ed Boon won't sue me for saying this. And then, if he's there, then I'll fight him in the spirit plane. And I'll figure out a way to kill him, because he'll be a ghost. I'll be the first necromancer to kill a ghost. Here's a fun fact, you can't kill a ghost.
And if you kill him on the spirit plane, maybe they'll give you like a discount, you know? I know sometimes on the spirit plane,
There's no time for this.
I need to be heard, okay?
Drip Fang, if you don't let him do it, we're going to be hearing about it all night.
Okay, talk fast. We're on the frontier of something here, so I really need
sometimes,
you to talk fast.
Sometimes people Sometimes people give the spirit plane some shit, but you pay for what you get. So yes, there are upcharges, but that's, you know, if you want to bring a magical sword or a full set of robes, course you have to pay a little extra. You when you go to the regular realm, you know, you're paying that anyway, but it's baked into the price. But
I
feel like
this couple that's been fucking. Hey guys, great job again. Sorry, keep going.
No, I said my piece. I'm slightly invested in this, so I just need to say my piece. Thank you so much.
Spirit Halloween stores.
Oh God, this
fucking dodo.
I'm just a big dumb dodo.
Ricky D, you son of a bitch.
I miss Professor Scrambles.
Yeah, tell that
dog.
And
Usador.
We all miss Usador. Now, I swear, Drip Fang, the most villainous, and everybody here, stop calling me a hero, stop singing songs about me, except about how attracted you are to me. Because that feeds into my need for praise. I will find a way, some way or another, to destroy Usador with these two hands and this sword, which continuously asks me for blood in a concerning cadence. And so, I say to you, away! Window jump! Air Canada!
Bye, love you, bye.
I hate you too.
It's so weird he jumped up, the window was closed, he hovered in midair, opened the window, and then went out. I've never seen that move before, and I gotta say, impressed.
He's got cartoon moves, that guy.
Seriously.
Usador. Ricky Dodo.
Yeah.
How you doing? Like one of your arch nemesises was just here and seemed very close to discovering that you're really alive.
Oh, yeah. He was so close that Professor Scrambles went to the other room and then, wink, Professor Scrambles created me to come in here and take his place.
Just one more thing. I forgot to pay. When you get service this good, even though, honestly, I am still a villain and I will steal, but when service is this good, you have to leave something behind.
Of course.
You know what? It's on the house because you're the greatest hero in all of Foon.
Fuck you. Fuck. Ah, fuck. Oh, God. Oh. I liked you.
What'd I do?
I'm leaving this money here. Anyway, backflip out the window again. Hey!
And he shut it behind him. That's the crazy thing.
It's really impressive.
And kissed the pane of glass.
I didn't want to let the heat out.
I have to believe at least one of you has formed a positive association with the sound of my voice. Because if you're hearing me, whatever was just happening is over. Professor Scrambles and Ricky Dodo were played with all the range and vocal flexibility of an uncooked piece of spaghetti by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai, who was married over the weekend. Congratulations, Adil. I hope she likes listening. I've learned that once every 17 years, an earth insect called the cicada emerges from the soil to make a shrill screaming sound that everyone simply has to endure until it finally leaves. Bearing this in mind, please welcome back Drip Fang the Necromancer, as played by special guest Kevin Serretta. Want more Drip Fang? Enjoy your Stockholm Syndrome and also season one of the Drip Fang and Baron Ragoon spin-off, Masters of Mayhem, is available on the Magic Tavern Patreon, with season two coming to the Patreon next month. Speaking of the Patreon, I've just been handed a list of some of my very favorite Patreon supporters, chosen at random. People like, oh, I don't know, Jacob Wheeler, Justin the Geek, redundant, Barbara F., Olivia K. in New York, Travis Pendleton, good to know we have a chimney sweep on our side, Sean McNichol, Will and Lorraine, Sarah Lynn, Lindsay Kruger, Mia Nicholson, David Rogers, Katie T., Lila, Kathleen of the Harbor, isn't that the Ravenclaw house ghost? And A.V. Lily, founder of the A.V. Club. These wonderful Patreon supporters not only help the show get made at the level of professional standard you're enjoying even now, they get access to ad-free episodes and at least two new bonus episodes every month. Last week's bonus episode was the long-awaited return of Don the Transdimensional Delivery Man, played by Joey Romaine. It is madness, and not in a Doctor Strange multiverse kind of way. Here's a clip.
Hey!
Oh, it's been a few years. I don't know if you remember. I'm Arnie. I'm from Earth.
I've got a package for you.
Oh, good. Hey.
Oh, the last time I saw you was at the wedding. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, so, all right, yep, all right, all right. Should we get the business out of the way, or should we,
Yes, let us conduct our transaction, and you shall be on your way.
What?
Let us conduct our transaction. You give us whatever it is you're here to deliver, and then you'll
and
be
you
on your way.
And you just want me to go, oh, this is so, oh, you know, that's fuck. The most oh, thing that you would Arnie, do. I gotta fuck. Say, you know, but this is so, oh, you know, why, you know, some people, sometimes I deliver a pack, you know, again, every, so, you know, it is again. Insane to be, no, listen, no, I mean,
I'm listening.
No, it is so, you know what I'm going through here? I mean, sometimes I have to learn new worlds. For, you know, sometimes it takes me 7 years to deliver back because I have to learn how to assimilate into the whatever dimension I'm in. So look. Do you know how difficult...
Or you can just drop it off and go. No assimilation necessary.
Shit. Yeah, just drop it off and go.
No.
You know, you got something you got to drop off and go. And you can do it in the men's room.
To learn more about supporting the show and our humble mission, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.